It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you. Blockchain Business is brought to you by Flow Business, connecting your business so you can grow and thrive. And also compliments of RBC. Reimagine new ways to bank better.
If you have been following the news, you would be aware that Barbadians are concerned about whether their pensions are safe in the not too distant future. Deeply concerned that simply because less money and revenue is coming into the National Insurance Fund and more money is going out. The latest actuarial review of the National Insurance Fund, the Unemployment Fund, and the Severance Fund notes that as a result of debt restructuring in 2018, National Insurance Fund investments declined from $4.6 billion in December 2017 to $3.8 billion at the end of 2020. Based on current trends, the gap between money coming in and money going out is expected to widen quickly. And should nothing urgent be done, the fund could very well become depleted sometime between 2034 and 2041. It seems there are a number of changes Barbadians are not fancy about. They are not fussy about receiving less money. They are not in favor of increasing the pensionable age from 67 years, which is when you qualify to receive a maximum pension. They do not want the working age qualification to move from 33 and a third years to, say, 40 years. According to attorney at law Verda Lapisa, please do not change the age beyond 67 and require people to work longer to qualify. So what are the options other than a flood of concerns about what might have been done wrong, who is to blame, about a weak economy, fewer babies being born, unemployment, and other reasoning? Finance analyst Jepta Ince has been doing his homework and argues there are opportunities to invest and earn more money for the National Insurance Fund. One suggestion is that a public servant be given mortgages to build their homes at reasonable rates. He told Blockchain Business, if you think of a 25-year mortgage, persons entering the public service might find this an attractive option. Another suggestion he has is that the establishment of a mortgage-backed portfolio could lead to mortgage-backed securities being offered. These securities would be similar to a bond with a reasonable interest rate. Barbadians would then be able to purchase this mortgage-backed security as an investment. And Ince is insisting government should not dip its hands to extract taxes. The 17th actuarial review of the National Insurance Fund shows for the period under review, December 2017 to the end of 2020, the average yield on investments was 4.3% compared with 7.3% in the previous period under review. Perhaps there might be another suggestion for individuals to earn more from any disposable income they may have. Cryptocurrencies are risky because they demand considerable research, which the ordinary person might not be aware of or have an appetite for. But they do offer some very attractive investment returns in some cases. Interest rates like 5%, up to 20%, and beyond. Risky for the uninitiated, but far more attractive than anything on offer in Barbados. Government ministers have also been pushing the BOS Plus bonds, which earn 4.5%. Over a 5-year period. Now, if you found this edition of Blockchain Business to be interesting and informative, do stay tuned for more, much more, on the Starcom network of stations.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.
Blockchain Business is brought to you
by Flow Business, connecting your business so you can grow and thrive. And also compliments of RBC. Reimagine new ways to bank better.